Hey beautiful souls, it's your girl Laura Bennett here, back again with another dose of daily secure affirmations to help you navigate this crazy, wonderful thing called life. Today, we're diving deep into something truly transformative. Forgiveness and compassion. Ever felt that knot in your stomach when resentment starts bubbling up? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. It's like carrying around a backpack full of rocks, weighing you down and making it hard to move forward. But here's the juicy part. Forgiveness isn't about condoning someone else's actions. It's about setting yourself free. It's about releasing the grip those past hurts have on your present happiness. And let me tell you, cultivating compassion for ourselves and others is like a magic potion for our souls. It softens the edges of anger, melts away judgment, and opens up space for love and understanding. It's a superpower we all possess, but sometimes we forget to tap into it. So today, get ready to unlock that power within. Now, you might be thinking, Laura, forgiveness sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do it? Here are five key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Acknowledge the hurt. First things first, let's name those feelings. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Allow yourself to feel the anger, sadness, betrayal, whatever comes up. Journaling can be a powerful tool for processing these emotions. 2. Separate the person from the action. Remember, people make mistakes. We all do. Try not to define someone solely by their actions. See them as a human being capable of both good and bad, just like you and me. Imagine that person struggling with their own challenges. Could there be underlying reasons for their behavior? They choose to forgive. This is where the real magic happens. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning what happened. It's a conscious choice to release the bitterness and resentment, even if it takes time. Think of it as a gift you give yourself freedom from the burden of anger. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. Forgiveness isn't always easy. There will be days when those old feelings resurface. That's okay. Simply acknowledge them, breathe deeply, and gently guide your thoughts towards compassion. Remember, you're doing the best you can. 5. Extend compassion to others. Now think about extending the same compassion to those who have hurt you. It doesn't mean excusing their actions, but it does mean choosing understanding over judgment. Imagine wishing them well on their journey, even if they haven't earned your forgiveness yet. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Ever had a friend break a promise? Maybe they canceled plans last minute or didn't follow through on something important to you. That sting of betrayal can be powerful. It's natural to feel hurt and disappointed. But what if, instead of letting that anger fester, you tried to see it from their perspective? Maybe they were going through something difficult themselves. Maybe they forgot or simply miscommunicated. By choosing to understand rather than judge, you open the door for a more compassionate response. You might even learn something about yourself and your own needs in the process. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings, it's about liberating yourself from the chains of resentment. It's about choosing love over anger, understanding over judgment, and compassion over bitterness. So today, take a deep breath, release any lingering negativity, and choose forgiveness. Not just for others, but most importantly, for yourself. You deserve peace and joy. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words of empowerment. Leave a review telling me what resonated with you, or join the conversation on social media. Let's spread the love and inspire each other to live more compassionate lives. Until next time, keep shining your bright light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.